was for 1 hour. It is also very little thing for me. But you are lost. You cannot say anything. Then what is the use of spending so much money coming from England, so many dollars here, wasting your time and not hearing anything? So these things makes me worry. If you try to take all these things, otherwise what is the use? Sit down, but it is a very, but very paritap ka vishay hai. Unfortunate. I am so unfortunate that I cannot give you anything. Don't make me worry. I will be very worried. Then I will have not to give classes here, and I will have to return Vrindavan. What is the use that anyone is not gaining something? You have all to repay me. It has written in Sanatana Goswami has written in his book, Hari Bhakti Vilas. If no dakshina and initiation, then initiation will be false. It has. So, this is like initiation, siksha. What is the meaning of siksha? It is initiation. I am giving initiation. That is why siksha guru is to be taken as diksha guru. More than that, left Vrindavan, Mathura, my sadhan, bhajan, everything, only to give you some new thing, what I have realized here. But I am unhappy to see that. I am not unpaid. I am not paid. I should be paid. How you can pay? By learning what I want to give you. We have finished 5, 6 also. What is the purpose of 6? Can anyone? Purpose of 6. Jeshtai Svabhav Janitasya Prabhusasya Doshai Na Prakritatvamiha Bhakta Janasya Pasit Gangam Vasam Khalu Budhubudhu Hain Pankai Brahma Dvartama Pagachyata Nir Dharma. In a very short, you can tell the meaning of this is love. We should not see what? You don't remember? Drishtai Svabhava Janitai Svabhu Svasya Doshi. You don't test? You should test. What? Like yesterday night, what they played drama. Who can tell? Those who cannot reply, they should do like this. That Maharaj is not seeing. Maharaj is seeing everything, everyone. you should come. Stand up and come. The meaning of this is Vishtai Subhav Vashyam Vishtai Subhashyam. Again here. We have explained Kanishtha, Madhyam and Uttam. Now he is telling how to honor three. So what he is telling? What is the example given in this slope?
In this verse, Namaskar Swami is explaining that in the river, Ganga, there is Ramadara Swami, Ganga, there is the vegetation of Brahma, watering things, water is coming from the dust of Lotus Feet of Krishna, so it is like Brahma, it is very pure, but just the Ganga we get unified, there is some power to the head. But sometimes when you go there, we see that so many forms or some impurities lying in the water. If you do the impurities, if we say, oh, this water is not good, I'm not going to touch that water, I become more dirty. So this is an offense to that holy river and holy water. But those who know that and those who are true faith, they fight them also, even if you know the surface of water they live, and then they are blessed with material.
What is the meaning of Svabhava Janitai? Due to nature of body. What it means?
He has deformed body or diseased body.
No, this is not Svabhava.
It's always situated in his original constitution.
Svabhava Janitai Bapusat. Bapu is separate body.
His nature.
What nature?
He seems to have something wrong with his character.
What? No, not character. Sometimes he become angry, rough is speaking, or giving some, like one was Abhiram Thakur, giving chabuk to all. This is the swabhav. Nature. By the nature of body, sometimes they become, without any reason, angry. So seeing this, our rough behavior, our rough speech, don't care for this. If there is a gold, but that gold has fallen down in a stool. Very good. Wicked gold. But it is covered or it is within a nali,
drain.
Drain. where all used to make it. Or then what do you do? You see here and there and give some water and then take it. Huh? Understand? No? Well, you should explain what I do.
Even if one finds gold and silk
in
place,
yes,
the gold is still as valuable, and an intelligent person will take that gold.
Well, anyway, no consequence. Gold never becomes impure. So if bhakti is there in anyone, and he is actually a Vaishnava, or sometimes angry, a rough
word,
rough behavior, even we should try to serve him and to please him and take bhakti. Understand? His rough speaking person. So I will not say. Then you will lose. So we should be very careful. Sabha and then bapu. Svabhav janitai vapu sastya dosha and others, siva vipra, siva nyasi, sudra kenu noy, jai krishna tattva vetta se guru bhai. Go to any person who is tattva vetta, whether he is brahmachari, grihastha, banaprasthi, out of society, no harm. He may be Mohammedan, like Haddad Sadhu. No harm. You should go and take this. If you are doing anything, thinking that he is ugly, he is black, his teeth are like this, he is a rough speaking person, then it will be offensive in his office. And you will be cheated. So don't be. Also, don't try to give what? Advice. Why? If you think that he is full, then you will give advice. Otherwise, not. So if you are advising, thinking that he is full, then it is offensive. Don't advise and what? To correct him. Don't try to correct him. That you are incorrect. You should do like this. Jannama, you know? Jannama. He was sitting in the council of Harikatha. And a person was telling Harikatha. And she was sitting like you are sitting. And she was chanting Hare Krishna. The person who was the speaker, he thought that I am now Uttam Mahabhagavat. And he told Jannama Devi, it is very bad to chant Hari name when Bhagavat is going on. You don't know that Srimad Bhagavat is himself Krishna and you are chanting here. At once whole assembly. They were so much offended and they told, they all uska bahishkar kar diya. Bahishkar mein? Boycotting. That we don't want to hear from you. Jannama Devi Ishwari herself is who? And also Anand Manjari. He is out of control of anyone. Rules and regulations is out of all. He can be left and left form. Here also, there also, chanting, remembering, hearing, everything he can do. So there should be no control on their personal. And at last he was boycotted by the whole Vaishnava. And he became Pativari Rupa. Rupa Virat. Kabir does not try to correct him or anything, those who are advanced. But try to be corrected by them. Also, don't think that Krishna consciousness is limited to a certain section of people, or certain section of devotees, or a certain tract of land. Don't think it. We will hear only to those who are in certain section of devotees. Don't do all these things. Be liberated. Try to honor all the Vaishnavas. Then Syat Krishna Machaitadi Pitauki Vidya Pitauki Saptarasmasya Rochikano King to Adarad Anudinam Khalusaiva Jutta Svadi Kramat Bhavjital Vadamuna. We should not try to avoid all these things. Oh, I am now Madhyam Adhikari and these are for only Kanishtha Adhikari, so we should not have taste in this. Don't do. Otherwise you will have offense in the lotus feet of the Buddha. Try always to be established in these truths. These are very helpful. Up till Bhavastha we have some anartha there. So if you displease Vaishnava, Bhakti, Bhagavan, then your Madhyam Adhikar will be gone. So don't think like this. So try to read this again and again and try to follow all these instructions. And if you are not following all these instructions, it means that you are not advancing in Bhakti, you are going gradually lower in the to engage in your worldly requirements. Better. Those who know, they can do. Those who know, they can come and do. Shyat Krishnam Charitadi Sitapi Vidyo Itoptarasna Rojikami King Swadaradam Kali Sai Vajista Swabdi Kramat Bhavdi Sadhgada Moolam. Read the translation.
The holy name character.
Where is that? Yes.
Although the task of one afflicted by the jaundice of avidya, ignorance, cannot taste anything sweet, it is wonderful that simply by carefully chanting these sweet names every day, a natural relish awakens within his tongue, and his disease is gradually destroyed at the root.
Disease will be destroyed, or first test will come, then this will go away. Or first the disease will go away, then test will come.
First test comes,
then disease goes away.
That's
one. Is she telling right? Mm-hmm. Huh? First disease will go. I think that disease must go, then fitness will come. Or some test will come, then disease will go. What is this? Niyam. Kya niyam? Yes? But medicine is needed first or that thing? that will go without meditation gradually.
Yeah.
So first medicine. Harinam is medicine and everything. So Harinam should be taken first. Then disease will go. But disease will go, then I will take medicine and then I will test it. This is not. So in first position you are, you should be there, no harm. You are lusty, you are lawyer, you have so much worldly desire. You are what? Anything you want. But take that medicine first. But try to not take the things which are warned. But medicine should be taken. So medicine is Harinam. So we should take. Gradually the disease will go. So when a test will come in medicine, that in Harinam, some little. How? By taking. So we are taking Harinam. And being in the association of any good association. Like we are here doing kirtan, Hari Katha Samaj. So all the little boys, even girls, old, young, all are energetic. All are dancing. All are doing so many things. So kinds of services here. So these things so we must adopt it. Now purport.
The holy name of Lord Krishna, his qualities, pastimes, and so forth, are all of the nature of the absolute truth.
The holy name, character, pastimes, activities of Krishna. Everything is transcendental. All. And transcendently they are sweet. But we are taking Harinam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Why? Why? Notice. We are hearing Hari Katha. But our mind is there. How you know? I knew because if I will question, they will tell that I don't understand. What is the meaning? If I will tell, I want to make your marriage with very, very, very beautiful any lady devotee. Oh, very, very tasteful. But when? I am telling Hari Katha actually. Like this. What is the meaning? That his mind is anywhere else and then sleeping. But he wants to know that it is surely a very sweet thing. I must take it. Then he will be careful. So all are sweet. But now you are thinking in Mathura or anywhere, a devotee was like this, that when we used to begin kirtan very loudly, and first dhik, like this, dhik, and then tan. First dhik makes him like he never used to come to our classes. And after some time, he went to his home, he bought a rickshaw, and after that, he was badly engaged in worldly things. And then he again began to collect pieces here, there, in muds and here. So, if you have no test in Hari Katha, then no test in Harinam, no anything. First test should come in here. If there is no test, again I will see. I will hear. Bhagavata is going on in Vrindavan. Was explainer Sir Raghunath Bhatta. Always there. Hearing the pastimes of gopis, when Krishna went to Mathura, all that he did by his explanation, all that had feeling, separation. But one person, he was not. His heart was not melting. He took something from his pocket, and that was chili powder. And he gave it in his eyes, little. And tear, tear. He was looking, Raghunath Bhatta. After class finishing, he went to that person and he took and embraced him. Oh, I have heard that any just devotee thinks that I have not served Vaishnava Bhagavatam. So I punished my body. Tears are now coming from eyes. So these eyes should be punished. I saw that he took something and punished your eyes, then this was coming. Surely you are a very fortunate person. Surely. And hearing this and having embraced by him, he began to be blocked. Automatically tears came. Anyhow, he is repenting for that devotee. And he knows that there is so many offenses in me, anarths in me, that my heart is not melting. So I should do anything. I am not qualified to be in this council of Vaishnavas who are all weeping, all arguing. So we should realize also, if there is no tear, no hair standing, no heart melting, then we should show that we are so much. We have done offenses and that. We are full of honor. So, these are all are transcendentally sweet, more than sugar, honey. But yet, we have no, nothing. So, there is something behind it. Yes. Then?
Naturally, these things are very sweet, like sugar candy.
You can take an example. Krishna is like Sukar Gandhi. His names are like Sukar Gandhi. His all pastimes are like that. When Krishna appeared in the council of Kamsa at Ranga Thali, by Akrur, Krishna and Baldev were there. Charan Mushti, Kamsa, and all bad persons were there also. 12 kinds of persons saw Krishna in 12 ways. Same Sugar Kanti, Krishna. But they tested all in
different
mode. Krishna, how is tested this, that?
That's
he began to shake by seeing Krishna. And the other courtyards of Kansa, his associates, how they saw? How they saw? Ashani, like thunderbolt. Nirnam, Naravara. All the persons, Naravara. They saw that Krishna is so beautiful, marvelous. Among all persons, he is most beautiful, superior, having quality and others. Nirnam, Naravara. Istrinang Smara. All the wives of Jadav, they saw Krishna like Kamdev. All were charmed by Krishna. And then Gopanang Sajano. All the gops saw that he is my friend. Subal Siddham were there. And Nanda Baba and Vasudev, Devaki Desa, he is my son, own son. The Jnani, Brahma Jnani and all others, they saw Tattam Parama Yoginam, Tattva, Paratattva. Mithu Bhojapate, Kansa death, he is my death. Asatan Kriti Bhujan. All the bad kings were invited by Kans. Saw that he is my all controller. And they feared. And Vishni Nang Paradevata. Vishni means the persons of Vishni dynasty. This are. What this are? Paradevata. Paradevata means history. So they were like 12, and the 12 realized all these things. Kans was a rogi of this jaundice. His courtyards were jaundice. But something was a stage different. No? Different degree. And they were bhakta of different. So according to them, they tested the same Krishna. Kans become angry. All other become angry. And the father, mother, Jadu, Jadavi, Vaishnav, and Jo, they become so happy. So Krishna is like a sugar candy. But first if he will take, then it will be very bitter, very bitter. But gradually taking it, the disease will go, and then you will feel that it is very sweet. When it will be tested very sweet, then you should see that our rogue has been done. Go on.
Such a recovery of spiritual health is possible only by the regular cultivation of Krishna consciousness.
We should not give up. If it is not tasteful, no harm, you should continue it. If sleeping is coming, no harm, chant loudly, loudly. There was a Vaishnava, our Siksha Guru. He was telling that when I came first in the touch of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, at that time, in first my career, I used to sleep when chanting. So I discovered the way that upper side there was like this, I took a rope and tightened my sikha to there and chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And if come, that, like this. The whole night doing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. After that, Nisa, in his old age, always chanting. No mala, no har, always chanting. He was very beloved of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and very bosom friend to our Gurudev. All sannyasis used to tell him, Narhari Da, Dada. Like Vinod Dada, they all used to, all senior Vaishnava and sannyasi used to tell my Gurudev, Vinod Dada, and he also, Narhari Dada. He was the mother of whole Gaudiya Vaishnava. Yes, Narhari Dada. So, he used to do like that. If you are asleep, you can tie your this sikha to there. And when it will. And it should be done anything. Always when sleepness or alasya means laziness coming. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And jumping. Huh? Jumping and doing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Like this, Nidra will go away, sleeping. And then sit down. Remember Krishna pastime. Damodar Lila. Other Lila. Going? Govardhan Parikrama. Vrindavan Parikrama. Then?
When a man in the material world takes more interest in the materialistic way of life than in Krishna consciousness, he is considered to be in a diseased condition. The normal condition.
Almost all we are like that. I think they are rarer like that. They are testing all these things. And they don't go towards worldly how to maintain our life, how to be happy, how to have the very beautiful house and all of that. They don't go towards. How to make our love and affection so qualified? They only try.
Durashaya. Which means false or bad shelter. One who puts his faith in Durashaya becomes a candidate for hoping against hope. In the material world, everyone is trying to become happy, and although their material attempts are baffled in every way, due to their essence, they cannot understand their mistakes. People try to rectify one mistake by making another mistake. This is the way of the struggle for existence in the material world. If one in this condition is advised to take the Krishna consciousness and be happy, he does not accept such instructions. This
something. Once I took a stone and I throw it in a very big pond, like lake, 2 miles, 3 miles abroad. When I throw it, some web make round. What? First, second, third, fourth, fifth, and touching the last kinara, end of the lake. Here, there, here, everything. If it is very nearer to one source, from there, like this, everywhere in the lake we can see it. In this way, if anyone chant Hare Krishna, what becomes? It vibrates in the air. And it goes to end, to last end of the world. Not only this world, it covers whole universe, Swarga, Matta, Patal, it goes to Vaikuntha, unlimited. So all are touched by this. It purifies the whole atmosphere, whole world. I am singing here. Anyone very famous singer is Mrs. And I am in the last end of world anywhere, having some machine there, I am hearing and seeing him there. So if their machines are good, then it will vibrate more there and they will clearly see. But those have no machine, then what they will do? But function will be go there. It will purify whole atmosphere in whole world. If you chant more Hare Krishna, especially when in a and all are singing, this voice will go and atmosphere will be all purified. So don't think that it is useless to do it. Even one is so much purified, so much, like Gorkusho Dasavaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, or Narottam Thakur, or Arup Goswami, chant Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. What it will do? If less person are chanting more loudly, but this sound is more effective, more strong, it will purify whole world. It has two functions, internally and outwardly. When we throw any stone in the water, we see outwardly some currents going everywhere, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 there. And if anything like doing this. But internally, it is a power. Good. Match this. So if you chant, outwardly something will be seen, that here going, and affecting, making what? All atmosphere, but very purified. But internally, what we should do? It will change your heart. Not only change your heart, but those who are in this whole atmosphere in the world, here chanting, but it will go everywhere and it's